This is Frank Gaffney with the Secure Freedom Minute. It's a matter of time before the consequences of President Obama's misbegotten war against Libya's Muammar Gaddafi impacts his similarly ill-conceived bombing campaign in Syria. In Libya, NATO allowed anti-Gaddafi jihadists to gain access to surface-to-air missiles. They got even more after liberating the fallen dictator's massive stockpiles of such weapons. At least some of these man-portable missiles have surely migrated to Syria. Consequently, chances are one or more of our attack aircraft and their brave pilots will be brought down by one or the other of the jihadist groups we are now bombing. If so, the American people will demand greater clarity about the mission, its objectives, and how we'll know when they have been accomplished. And that could mean yet another defeat at the global jihadists' hands. This is Frank Gaffney with the Secure Freedom Minute. Learn more at securefreedom.org.